What's up, guys? This is Alex J. Martin, and this is the Stimulated Podcast, where I stimulate your mind and show you how to market your grind. And today, I'm going to show you how to market your grind by showing you how to get more followers in the fall/winter of 2022, okay? We need to finish this year strong, all right? 2022 is a crazy year. We're in a recession. We need to plant our feet deeper into what we do, okay? If you listen and apply what you see and hear in this podcast, I guarantee you that you will grow your followers by 50 followers a week on every platform, okay? So trust me when I say this. I just want you guys to win. And if you find anything valuable in this podcast, I want you to share with a friend, family member, or even then, share with your audience, okay? I really want people to win big, man. And honestly speaking, it's the end of the year. We got to finish strong. So like I said, if you find any of this information valuable or if you walk away with something, please share. That's the only thing I'm asking. All right. So let's jump into it. Number one, lock in on your niche. What do you want people to know you for? Really, really think about that. If I can go to your page and still ask you, what do you do? Then you're not doing it right. And so what I want people to do is write down 2 to 3 things that you want people to know you for. Once you write that out, figure out that one that is priority. And when I say that one, it will be 80% of the content you post. That other 10% or 20% that you leave on the table, that's up to you. For me personally, right now, it's 80% photography, 10% social media marketing, 10% motivational. At one point in time, it was 100% of me being a socialite in Dallas. So I would be in the club and post a picture of me with 2 hot chicks or me with a bottle in my hand or at a restaurant, the latest restaurant, you know. And that year in particular, I grew my following to 3,500. Of course, I made a life change. And once I really honed in on my craft, it became 80% photography, 10% social media marketing, and then 10% motivational. So just sit down, think about it. Also, think about your audience. What would your audience want? And so another way to look at it is I'm a 90s baby. And in the 90s and 2000s, we had cable. And so what we would do as people, we would go to certain channels because certain channels had a certain type of programming. So for me, it was sci-fi. And I always liked sci-fi growing up because they would play horror movies. Always like Halloween, Friday the 13th, Michael Myers, Jason, Chucky. That was my thing. And then if I wanted to hear rap music or watch rap music videos, I would either go to BET or MTV Jams. So I want you to start thinking about your page as a channel. And I guarantee you, if you treat your page like a channel, what will happen is you'll draw in the audience and you'll give people a reason to follow you. And that's where finding a niche comes into play. Number 2, optimize your bio. Instagram is doing their best, and not just Instagram. Let me not just say that. All of these platforms are doing their best to keep people on their apps/pages. All right. They don't want you to click outside their app. So what they're doing now is implementing SEO into their apps and, you know, platforms. So what you want to do is use keywords to help you get followers, right? And use those keywords in your bio and sometimes even in your username. So you could be, you know, in my case, Alex the Photographer or Danny the Realtor. So whatever it may be, you know, figure it out. But use keywords to your advantage. And you can use keywords through a couple of resources, you know, Google, SEMrush. Just take your time figuring out what you want to put in your username and in your bio. Also, you can use these keywords in your captions down the road. So don't hesitate to use like keywords any and everywhere that you can. Now, don't overdo it. Take your time with it. Make sure it makes sense. And then from there, I'm pretty sure that you will rank high. People will follow you just because you're saying certain, you're saying the right things, not just anything. You're saying the right things, okay? Number three, know your best times to post and use it to your advantage. Track your analytics. I'm pretty sure if you already have a page, track your analytics. See what has worked for you in the past, and then see when are your followers most on that platform. From there, you will be able to create a formula slash you'll be able to find out when your people are online and then when you should post. And that makes all the sense. So track your analytics, know where your people are at and when they're on there. All right. And then number four, create a content calendar and know what you want to post. So the best way to describe a content calendar, honestly speaking, is just preparing. You know, it's a lot of preparation that goes into it. It's a compass for the most part. So you know what you're posting. You're not just posting in the moment. Because a lot of people that post in the moment are people that are basically, and excuse my French, they're half-assing it. You don't want to half-ass it. You want to take your time. You want to think through your content, okay? So one way of doing that is like studying those within your niche, right? And find posts that you like by them. Take those same type of posts and think about how you would remix it, how you would throw your spin on it. I remember one time I had a chance to speak with the legendary Shaquille O'Neal, and I was doing music at the time. And one thing he told me about, you know, building my brand and music at that time was remix everything that you kind of come across that is hot. And when you come across what's hot and you remix it, from there, you'll gain the followers, you gain more listeners, you know, whatever the case may be, you'll build a following. And that was his point. And so the same thing with this, see who's hot within your niche. And when you see who's hot, see, pay attention to their best performing content. And then from there, recreate, remix. I remember there's this book by Austin Kleon. It's called Steal Like an Artist. Check it out when you get a chance. It'll give you plenty of ideas on how you can draw inspiration from certain people and then throw your spin on it. And then from there, you want to brainstorm original ideas. You know, something very original is something that could give you a chance to go viral. Like, take the time out to just brainstorm and create original ideas. Within that content calendar, one thing you want to do is know the purpose of your post. Will it educate your audience? Will it entertain your audience? Or will it generate a lead for you? So you want to be very intentional about what you put on your content calendar and very intentional about what you post. And from there, you know, you can always guarantee and know what your post is going to do. Now, sometimes it may not entertain. Sometimes it may not educate. It may do the complete opposite. But from there, make sure you study each post after you post it. And then within that content calendar as well, what you also want to do is repurpose certain pieces of content, right? So from this video, I've turned it into an actual podcast. And then from this podcast, I'm going to turn it into tweets. And when I say tweets, I'm going to take certain quotables from this podcast and put it on Twitter. And then another way I would repurpose this is by taking certain actual visual clips of me talking and then putting it onto Facebook, putting it onto Instagram, putting it on TikTok. And it doesn't have to be the whole piece of content, short form content. And in this case, this right here is long form, right? So you want to break it up into as much short form as you can, because that's how people are consuming content nowadays. A lot of scrolling happens from short form content. So, you know, in this case, it's probably a 20 to 30 minute episode. I'm going to break it down into minute increments. I'm going to bite it into digestible content for the everyday person. But my whole intention and purpose from everything that I put out is to educate people. So that's how you should treat your content for the most part. Think about various ways how you can take a piece of content and then just repurpose it. And when I say repurpose, it's reuse it. within that content calendar, you want to use small holidays and big holidays and use those to your advantage. So if it's steak day, you might want to go to a steak restaurant or post a picture of you and the steak or post a video of you eating steak. I mean, it just might work out for you depending on how creative you get. But yeah, use these days to your advantage. Use the holidays to your advantage. You got Halloween coming up. You got Christmas coming up. And even then, you could build content around the holidays. 19 days until Halloween. 7 days until Christmas. 5 days until Thanksgiving. Or what does a turkey trot look like for you? Preparation for the turkey trot. You can use a lot of stuff to your advantage with these holidays. People don't mind. People want to see stuff that is fresh. So don't hesitate to like build around. And people are gravitated more towards holidays than anything else. So why not capitalize on it? One thing you want to do within your content calendar nowadays is focus more on video content. Video content is ruling the world right now. I mean, long story short, at one point in time, Instagram was once a picture-based platform, and now they're entertaining more and more video content. TikTok is the number one video content, you know, consuming platform right now. So, you know, one thing you want to focus on within your content calendar is, you know, how can you implement more video content? You know, as far as search goes, people are more likely to click on video posts than they would on blog posts. So just think about it. You know, if it makes sense, you know, I think it definitely should be a video. Okay. And then with that content calendar, you want to create something where you're posting at least 7 to 8 times a week. And figure out what platforms you want to post that much content on. You know, you don't have to be everywhere at once, but I definitely recommend that you spread your wings and you fly across all platforms. Okay. And then the next thing from there, I recommend doing a giveaway. You know, giveaway, try giving discounts, try doing something for free for people, something that will reel in people, get their attention and be like, oh, I need to follow this person. I know I do it. I do it a lot with my stuff, which would be like every blue moon, I'll offer $50 headshots. And to find $50 headshots anywhere is like, you'll be lucky, especially great ones. Okay. So just think about what type of giveaways you want to do with your product or service. And then, or even then, if you're just trying to build a following, just find something to give away and make people tap in and follow you. Think about working with influencers. Don't hesitate to reach out to them. Figure out what influencers you might want to work with that's within your niche or that you can use and put them in your niche too, right? Because you could cross blend worlds. People don't mind. I mean, if they're an influencer, they know exactly what their brand is, and 9 times out of 10, they're either going to say yes or no. So try reaching out. Think about reaching out to influencers and then connect with them. Last but not least, within that content calendar, think about using every feature within the app. You know, if it's questions, polls, whatever, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Like, don't just think the standard blank canvas. Use every tool that you can to your advantage and create with those tools in mind. Number 5, engage with random accounts. When I say engage with random accounts, you can engage with people in your city, engage with people within your niche, engage with just people. The purpose of social media, as I always say, is to be social. So get people's attention, have fun, have conversations with them, give them a reason to follow you. And one of the ways you can do that is by letting your personality shine. Number 7, don't be afraid to ask people to share your content or create shareable content. Keep it simple. Number 6, run ads. Sounds crazy, but sometimes those ads could put you in places that your organic post cannot. All right. So use the promotion tools if you can. If you can promote yourselves on, you know, every platform, then do so. Even then, tap in with influencers and ask them to post your content. And see, and sometimes you can see how much they charge. Some of these guys just charge and they'll let you, you know, you pay to play. Let's just say that, okay? Number 7, don't be afraid to ask people to share your content, or simply just create shareable content. Now, what shareable content is up to you, okay? For me, it's educational content. But for you, it may be entertaining. That's like a comedian, right? If a comedian is creating dope content, 9 times out of 10, people are going to keep sharing it. You know, same thing with somebody who knows tricks. You know, like I said, know the purpose of your content. And if that purpose is strong enough, trust me, people will not resist on sharing it. So think about that. How to create shareable content. And I'll create that down the road for you guys. But like in the meantime, just create shareable content or just ask people to share your content. Keep it nice and simple. Number 8, stay consistent and stay executing. We all know that it is a process, but you can't build a following if you're not following the process by staying consistent and by actually doing what you say you're going to do. That's with anything in life. So same thing with content. If you're posting every day, keep posting. If you're consistent with creating good content, stay consistent. Number 9, study your analytics and adjust as you go. You just have to adjust as you go. So, you know, a lot of times some places say fail fast, right? As long as you are constantly putting out content, you're studying what went right and what went wrong, eventually you can create a hit. And then what you'll see over time is those followers will keep growing and growing and growing. So I want you to stay focused, study your analytics, and just adjust. If it's not working, cut it out. And if it is working, keep it going. And then just keep evolving your method as you go. And that's a wrap, guys. Like I said, man, if you follow this method, I guarantee you that eventually you'll be growing your followers by 50 a week. Minimum. I mean, on TikTok, I did the same thing. I've grown my followers 100 a week. Okay. So just put out dope content, study the game, study your niche, optimize your bio when you get a chance, know the best times to post, create a content calendar. And I guarantee you, as long as you stay consistent and adjust as you go, as you study your analytics, you're going to be good. Once again, this is Alex Martin, and this is the Stimulated Podcast, where I stimulate your mind and show you how to market your grind. If you found this useful, please share. In the meantime, have a great week and dominate.